can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
September 20th is Gibberish Day. So have a very, very heavy birtation tonight and a very terstason. Let's go ahead, terstason, and quit having a pet.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. Well, I'm Chris Foster. Christine Blasey Ford is being given until tomorrow morning to decide whether she'll speak to senators about her claim that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school.
Three Republican swing votes are all calling for Dr. Ford to testify. Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, Susan Collins insisting that she should appear Monday. Corker saying if she doesn't show, the Senate should move forward with a vote. Yet Dr. Ford's attorney, Lisa Banks, declaring, quote, the committee's stated plan to move forward with a hearing that has only two witnesses is not a fair or good faith investigation.
Fox's Ed Henry. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's back home after his meetings with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un has promised to dismantle its key missile facilities while independent international inspectors are on the ground. He's also pledged to close his country's main nuclear complex if the United States took an unspecified corresponding action.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Here's a classic.
You found a morning show that sometimes speaks for itself with Greg Budell.
I'll bake ketchup on meatloaf.
You put ketchup on the top of it, and then you put it in.
You put only white trash.
Jay Scott.
How come you don't hit him?
Go gadget arms. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You'd have totally smacked me.
I'd have beat the living snot out of you.
Emily Hayes.
I'm out. No, I'm kidding.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas. Mm.
What was the toy Rock'em Sock'em
robot? Rock'em Sock'em Radio.
So slice that meatloaf thin and make a sandwich big enough for four. Here comes three men and a lady.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Good question. Anybody else got a question?
You get a little tappity-tap.
Do it again. I like it.
It is three men.
Guess what I made for dinner last night?
Meatloaf.
Yep.
Basted in ketchup.
Basted.
I'll bet it was.
But now we have to talk about the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
If you like good news and if you like to dream about change, nice change, check out my morning video this morning and you'll see a couple of model ideas about what may happen. About, 8 days from now, 8 or 9 days from now, when a frontal system comes through the state, delivering, we hope, some nice relief. I even have some examples of temperatures, lows at night and afternoon highs. Anyway, check that out on my morning video this morning. But for now, it's more heat, awful sweaty, humidity, nasty, mostly sunny today with a high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 or higher, isolated storms possible for the lucky communities. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, high around 93. Partly sunny with a few hit or miss storms here and there. I think the rain chances will be closer to 30% tomorrow. Over the weekend, the storms will be widely scattered Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 90s. Then the rain chances pick up a notch by Monday, Tuesday, especially Wednesday. I think Wednesday the rain chances are picking up because of an approaching front. And yes, that is the front that I'm talking about. It starts to approach Wednesday. It doesn't make it through probably until the end of the week. Right now, this morning, with calm winds, temperature is 72 with 94% humidity, 707.
Maybe in time for my birthday?
No, I don't think so. But I'll make some calls.
Damn it.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, it's gibberish day.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite, and let's go ahead, Terrace Tazen, let's go to the head of the pit.
Sorry, Daddy.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right, Frantic? And Frantic,
like that, babe. Slide a piece of the pole to the drink side, run the job.
Y'all, as I say, inaction is not an option. We've got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis moment for America.
Look at here. I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
Now, who can argue with that?
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time and have fun.
That all really began with the Serena Branson, the Barry Hebby Bertation thing.
Yeah.
And then it happened to somebody else, since we're talking gibberish here for a moment, and we will visit the traffic dungeon. This was the original Serena Branson moment on live TV in L.A.
Well, a very, very heavy Bertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead, Terrace Tazen, look for the head of the pit.
You know, I don't think they ever actually identified
what happened to her.
Yeah. Some people, thought she was having a stroke. They said in unison.
Well, I'm just saying.
But she didn't. Or there was a confusion. She was hearing something back in her earphones that was confusing her. That's understandable. And then it happened again to a guy. So we put Serena Branson together with him.
Well, a very, very heavy...
announced needed.
Heavy...
Now, it did depend that how...
Rotation tonight.
The NOLAN Remerges RN mission...
We had a very Darrison...
As whole received support from all batteries in the...
Darrison...
Hues of...
Rotation.
The garbins of today.
But let's go ahead. Terrace Tazen, those for the bit. They have the pit.
Excuse me?
Terrace Tazen, those for the bit. They have the pit.
Jeez. I'm looking also deeper into something we touched on in the Cheap and Trash you mentioned yesterday afternoon about Chevy Chase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He apparently, 6 years ago, went to Lorne Michaels and asked if he could host the show again. And Lorne Michaels said, "No, you're old and annoying."
Mm-hmm. Well, that was really sweet, Lorne.
Very nice.
Yeah. I think, you know,
that's according to Chevy Chase, right?
That's his version.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels was deeply bitter that Chase left the show.
He was, yeah.
And I remember, I loved the show so much in that first season, and I was his biggest fan. And I said, he's too good to stay on this show. I know he's going to leave. I just hope it. And then, sure enough.
He go.
Yeah, 4 episodes into season 2. That was it. To become a movie star. And I went to see his first movie on the day it came out, Foul Play. Any of you see that?
No. Yeah.
It was okay.
I'm not a Chevy Chase fan. He was okay on the shows he did on SNL, but he was okay in Vacation. I can accept Vacation, but in general, no. And by the way, that remake of Vacation.
Was awful. The only
awful.
The only two things that were funny in that movie were Christina Applegate going back to her old college, and getting a little wasted. But the great moment of all was when the kids went to San Francisco because they needed a car, and Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo were there. Why they were living in San Francisco and not Chicago, I don't know, but they opened the garage door, and there's the family truckster.
There's the truckster. Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, people actually applauded that, a car, because the rest of the movie was so dreadful.
I hated the cesspool scene.
Jeez.
Oh, I remember that.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're in.
I'm afraid to see it because I love the vacation movies so much. But.
And the other funny part was it Chris Hemsworth or Leah? Who's the one with the perfect body?
Chris.
That was a pretty amazing scene too.
No, I just know who the actor was.
You know,
I was about to say they both are.
When I talk about Jack Ingram sitting to use cars, and I say, you know, don't dawdle, don't sit on it. There's a great deal there, and it sounds interesting. Go over and check it out because yesterday we had that Chevy Equinox that we mentioned available at $3,800, and it was sold yesterday. So there's one vehicle left now under $5,000 at Jack Ingram. There's a whole bunch under $10,000. And this is the category they have asked me to share to you. So that 2006 Jeep Liberty Sport, what a neat little vehicle. Red, excellent condition, good vehicle history, nice interior, and an engine that the Ingram family mechanics have said, we can resell this with confidence. It's not going to be reselling somebody else's troubles. That's the goal with each and every vehicle that has the Jack Ingram name attached to it. Cars that they can sell with confidence, that you can buy with confidence, knowing you're getting a vehicle that's been checked out by the very best. And you can buy in almost any price category. You can pick up a 2018 with very, very low mileage and full warranty options, just like I did a year ago on the road. We are three-time Jack Ingram purchasers, and I know there's a fourth one coming. I'm just not sure when. But they've got a whole variety of cars available under $10,000. From $5,800 up to $9,900, sedans, SUVs, smaller sedans, SUVs, they've got everything. So stop by and see Tip Tames and that amazing team of people and buy with confidence at Jack Ingram's signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Rodney is on the line.
Hey, good morning. Hey. How y'all doing?
Good. You know.
I'm just listening in this morning as usual, and you know, y'all brought back a memory of mine that I wanted to share. But I used to watch SNL all the time. I don't watch it anymore. But my favorite was Rosanna Dana.
Yeah,
I loved her. I just think that the standard was set back in those days, and I don't think they ever been able to get close to it or even get back to it. But I just had to share that this morning because I'm just really, to me personally, I've never seen anyone more hilarious than her. And we lost her so quickly there.
Yes.
But I wanted to share that, bring that memory back for a lot of people. I pull up some old skits of it and watch it every now and then, and it's still just hilarious as it ever was.
Yeah, the even sadder, you know, she fell in love with Gene Wilder and they got married and their marriage was all too brief. And he never really got over that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that they were the standard for taking you all the way to the line. But if you had the thought, it was on you and not... and not them, and that was part of the brilliance, you know. It was shock TV at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
What was her character, Emily Latella, who's, what's all this talk about eagle rights?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Belushi and all them back then, they was all really great. It was just amazing, but for me, she just was the queen essential just comedy queen of all time.
She was the first one hired, wasn't she? For the cast?
She might have been.
Yeah, that character was, I'll tell you, it's just sometimes things come together and it's unplanned, and it did. It was just so hilarious. I remember to this day, I used to just die laughing, looking at her on TV, just the character she played. She was just amazing.
Rodney, we're glad that we hit your memory button. We appreciate you sharing that with us, too.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
You too. See you.
All righty. It is 7:16. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A malfunction at the junction. Looks like some trouble at the interchange with 65 and 85. That'll be starting right before you come across the River Bridge, all the way down to the interchange and onto the ramps with 85 northbound. The cameras are placed in such a way that I can't find the actual accident, but that's where the main part of the delay is. Everything else looks really good as far as Atlanta Highway, the Boulevard, and the 31s. They're all clear. If you can dream it, Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center can make it happen. Get your perfect car, truck, or SUV at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
Hey, before we head down to the newsroom for an update, let's welcome Robbie.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sitting on Day Street trying to get on to 85 northbound.
Mm-hmm.
And where it merges from 65 and Day Street, there is an overturned tractor trailer.
Ooh.
It has all the way blocked.
Not good.
They're trying to get it turned over. And we're stopped. And I got a peek.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I could give you some advice on that.
Let's get a police escort for you here.
Oh, sounds like they're there.
I think that there's your escort.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fast service.
Thanks for giving us a heads up. We'll get that news down to the traffic dungeon quickly, too. No, I can relate to that. It wasn't that I was stuck in traffic. I was stuck driving in a blizzard. I tried to fly out of O'Hare Airport and had a rental car. And it started snowing heavily on the way to the airport. And I said, please, I hope this flight gets off before this snow starts to really... it didn't.
Oh,
everything was canceled. It's one of the rare times they even closed the whole airport. So I had to go back to the rental car company and hope that I could drive back to my dad's house. And along the way, you know, that horrible urge...
Oh, yeah.
You're in the middle of three lanes. You can't even see 5 feet in front of you.
I know.
Exits on the tollway in Illinois are very, very far apart.
Right.
So you just have to be inventive.
Okay. And we'll leave it at that.
Whoever rented that car after me and the ashtray smelled funny, I'm sorry.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are working to figure out who killed a man early Wednesday morning. 33-year-old Daryl Rudolph was found dead on Rosa Parks Avenue just before 6 a.m. Police have not said what caused his death. Montgomery Public School officials say insurance will cover about $10 million worth of damage at Booker T. Washington Magnet School. $7 million is set aside for a new building. $1.5 million will be reimbursed for contents, $700,000 for anything connected to the network, and $483,000 for extra moving expenses to the Haneville Road location. And Greenville's recently closed movie theater will soon be reopening its doors. The Edge 8 Theater announced it will reopen Friday, October 5th. The theater closed last month unexpectedly. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I believe it was an Alamo. Baumhauer's last night, we had a wonderful celebration for Rusty and Donna Aldrich for the 35th wedding anniversary. But I also, the Lewises from Lewis Long were there last night, and I learned that Ariana has not been feeling good.
Oh.
She's been pretty sick, so.
Know that pain.
I just wanted to give you a shout out. I hope you're listening this morning and that you feel better soon, and that I never mispronounce your name again.
Because you, she
I said,
will let
Ariana. Well, that's
she
my.
She will let you know.
She will let you know. Yeah, that's the thing, though. I'm one of those. It's my Midwestern accent hurts me at times.
Uh-huh.
I love it when Rich is out of the room because then I can play hockey he hates.
Bless him. He was so upset yesterday about his text.
He is the ultimate. Well, he's a warrior in many respects, but he's also the biggest worrier that I've ever met in my life. And I hate to see him get all down and out and bugged by I got a kick out of it.
That's what I told him later. I said he was tickled by it.
I was. Don't worry. I was.
He's just a thoughtful guy.
Very.
Very thoughtful guy.
Yes. 7:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, I guess what we'll do here.
He's back.
Yeah, I know. So I won't do that.
I'm sorry, I was texting people some secrets.
Texting the wrong people?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, Rich.
See, we were just talking about it. Here he is, still in a state of self-flagellation on the radio. It is 7:22. Random Facts with Jay Scott is next. Have your recording devices handy. Whatever. Take notes because our pop quiz follows, and you can win $10 of shopping at Food Outlet if you pay really close attention. It's 2 minutes away.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get ready, it's coming.
If you ever see a goat, he's not gonna like it if you mope. A goat's worry. If you're happy. If you are a big goat farmer, you should try being a goat charmer. Goat's worry. If you're happy. Goat's worry if you're happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Goats worry if you're happy.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
All of that, and I blew it.
You know, you thought about it too much.
I did. Then I started playing the sound effects, and I lost my place on the board.
Oh, but you got up in front of the class, and that's
yes.
See what I mean? Public failure is a learning experience that sucks. Yes.
Life is hard.
I suck at this job.
All right.
Did you know one of the world's leading researchers in computer-human interactions exchanged messages for months with a dating site bot, thinking it was human?
That's kind of funny. Yeah, and this is an expert.
An expert on this.
And human, yeah.
On human-computer interactions.
Yeah.
Didn't realize he was talking to a computer.
A bot.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Did you know of Joseph Beryl? He's the only man who served in both the U.S. and Soviet armies during the Second World War.
How does that work?
Well, he took part in the D-Day landings, mm-hmm. not the D-Day landings, but the D-Day landings. he took part in those. He was captured, he escaped, and then he joined a Soviet tank battalion soon after.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Did you know the legendary bodybuilder Flex Wheeler, which is just a great name.
It is.
For a bodybuilder. Flex Wheeler.
I want to be Flex Wheeler.
He is renowned for having a perfectly symmetrical body.
Mm-hmm.
It was discovered that he has an extremely rare genetic disorder. It is called the Exon 2 gene. It allows him to build twice the amount of muscle compared to a normal person.
Wow.
So by symmetrical, it...
Yeah, the left side and the right side just mirror each other. Yeah.
I thought, does round count in perfectly symmetrical bodies?
I mean...
Maybe I can achieve that one day. When I give up.
Did you know that in 1311, the Lincoln Cathedral was the first building to steal the title of tallest structure in the world, stolen from the Great Pyramid, which had held the title for almost 4,000 years at that time?
And then what became the tallest, do you remember?
After
Washington, D.C.
Well, it actually changed hands a little ways.
Yeah.
I'm opening up the list now, and I had it opened earlier.
For a long time.
So Lincoln Cathedral took that over in 1311.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted 238 years. The spire then collapsed on that church, and St. Mary's Church took over.
The Washington Monument at one point was the tallest.
Yeah, that doesn't happen until 1884. Between then, it's a bunch of cathedrals, basically.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of churches, actually. Yeah. That was the first monument that became the tallest. After the Washington Monument, the Eiffel Tower was built. Then the Chrysler Building.
I forgot about the Eiffel.
Yeah, then the Empire State Building beat the Chrysler Building.
You know, it's amazing. They built the Empire State Building in a year.
And during the Depression.
Yep.
And when it was ready to be occupied, nobody could afford to occupy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a place like that right now. Did you know? It's that shopping center in Prattville that they built.
Oh, yeah.
That became a ghost town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know. I used to go up there. I used to have a bike shop up there that sold parts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Sho and I used to go up there for stuff for his bike. And it's sad because it's really a cool-looking place.
There's tons of empty space over there.
I know.
Tons.
Like, you're talking about, like, up there on the right? Like,
on the ridge. It's mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Up
maybe,
there.
Maybe the rent was too high or something?
I can't remember. I can't remember what the... It was something of that case, because they were building it, and they were going to put... They were going to put a Circuit City over there.
Circuit City. So now you would have a Spirit of Halloween even closer.
Hey, maybe Discount Dracula will open up there, huh? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... I sometimes don't understand the world of business real estate. Because Bob Baumhauer was trying to negotiate a slightly more favorable rate for the location he used to have on the boulevard. And I love that location.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I remember that one, yeah.
And he couldn't get his landlord to bend. So Old Smokies or whatever it was across the street.
Smokies, that's what
so
that was.
So he said, we'll take that. And he moved over there. And guess what? Ain't been nobody in Bob's old location since he left.
No.
So what was the point? I don't get what the landlord... got out of that.
Greed, man.
Well.
The almighty dollar, man. Mm-hmm. Can't let the man hold you down.
Think of opening my key lime pie factory here.
Pass this over.
Did you know members of the noble class in 16th century France drank gold elixir as an anti-aging treatment?
Gold elixir.
Now it's called Goldschlager.
Well, it also sometimes killed them, by the way.
Did Goldschlager. Yeah.
It was very anti-aging. They did not age anymore after that.
Yeah, because it had actual gold in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought gold elixir would, you know.
It's great for your jewelry case.
First off, it's the noble class of the 16th century, so probably a whole lot of inbreeding. And
thank you for that.
It was the Mississippi at this time.
Random.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Don't you do it.
It's
don't
do it. It's too late now.
It's too late.
You got to do it within 20 seconds, and it's been 20
seconds. I don't even think it's 20 seconds. I think it's, you think it's even closer together now.
I didn't say that. Rich made me say that.
Yeah.
He texted him.
Yeah, right.
He was just reading a text.
I was just texting you to say that.
Stop drinking the gold. Did you know the murals that are painted inside Firehouse Subs are done by the same artist, a guy by the name of Joe Puskas. right? Each mural includes, each mural includes details and history involving the area that that Firehouse Subs happen to be in. Currently, he has painted over 1,000 unique murals, taking roughly 70 hours per piece.
That's intense.
It is. I don't, it's been a long time since I've been to the one in Prattville.
Oh.
But there is one in Prattville, and I know it has one of the paintings up there.
I've never been to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a long time since I've been there, though.
Yeah.
Did you know that dogs have evolved to understand human laughter?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Irene finally understands. Get down.
Yeah.
There's a snap. The snap and the finger.
They, I know Get they down. Read faces. They read smiles, but so
they understand human laughter as being a joyous thing.
Okay.
And that, you know.
I think they understand when you're upset, too.
Yeah.
They do.
My cats always seem to be more attentive to me when I'm not feeling well. Like, they've been...
Oh, they know. Animals
They've been
know.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Here we go with a football fact.
Football fact!
Football fact!
Hike!
Have you ever heard or even seen, and I'd have to look this up, the one-point safety?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
No. How do you get the one-point safety?
Isn't that when you...
Wait a minute. No, I don't know this one.
You go back into the...
I want to hear this.
I'm
not... Go back into the end zone.
Remember, a normal safety is when you're tackled in your own end zone.
Right.
On a play.
And yeah,
we
know that.
Right, and you get 2 points. The one-point safety is this. If a team is kicking the extra point after a touchdown and somehow ends up being tackled in their own end zone 98 yards away, the opposing team gets 1 point.
Oh, I bet that happens a lot.
Never
yeah, no, I
heard
lied. I've
that
never
at
never.
All. Has it ever happened in the NFL? Or?
I've got to look that up and find out.
No, you don't
one
have
of those
to.
Rules that's there.
No, just I really
all I know is that of all the signals that the referees make on the field, my favorite is the safety because they do that thing over the head like this. Kind of like King Tut.
Oh, man. I was going to say like the Bengals.
Yeah, exactly. They ref like Egyptians.
Good.
Extra produced a video on it. The one-point safety has always been a possibility, but nearly impossible. So, yeah, apparently it has never happened.
Huh.
How about that?
But there is a rule in place in the event.
Just in case.
It ever does.
Wow. So, technically, there could be a score
of 1-0.
Of 6-1.
Well, 6-1. You're right. Yes. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
6-1. You're right.
Okay.
And here all the time I thought that was just a silly joke, but it actually could happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Wow. Yep.
7:34, is that it?
Oh, no, that wasn't it.
I thought you signaled that you were done.
Oh, no. Did you know that there's an estimated $10 billion of loose change scattered throughout U.S. households?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just my house.
Oh, every time when I'm over at your place and you leave the room, I'm digging through your sofa cushions and stuff. I've walked out of there loaded, man. It's
pays for the chicken every time.
I have one of those big pretzel jars in the bedroom. You know what I'm talking about? The big tall?
Yeah.
With change, and boy, oh boy, there's a gold mine in there.
I have to tell you the story of the Coke bottle bank.
You wrote about it in your
magazine
room column.
Yeah, it's called The Gift That Keeps on Giving. It's a great story. It's because there's a whole history to this Coke bottle bank.
Yeah.
Did you know that 35% of car trips in the United States are 2 miles or less?
Huh.
And yet, so many accidents occur closer to your home.
This is true.
Yep. And finally, did you know that 1 in 5 employees...
There's 4 here.
Right, which is good, because 1 in 5 employees would sell their work passwords for money.
Ooh. I would just text them to you.
This moment of self-flagellation with Rich Thomas has been brought to you by...
And those are your random facts.
Thank you, Jay. We're going to be doing our pop quiz in a moment. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. And just with that gift certificate, you could go in and get 2 pounds of beautiful red lean New York strip steaks. And that's what I served here yesterday. And I also set a cut aside for myself. And I was very pleased. And that was like I ate when I got home.
They were good.
Sure Fine Milk, $2.75 a gallon. That's their house brand. And whether it's milk or cheese or condiments, bread, buns, you name it, you will save a whole bunch of money, and it's just as good as any name brand. I swear on a stack, that is the best house brand anywhere. $2.75 a gallon. It costs twice that for a gallon at the big chain store. Everything is cost plus 10. You'll save in every department. And once you realize, once you do some honest-to-God comparison shopping between what you're paying at the chain and what you're paying at food outlet, you'll switch, because we're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars easily over the course of a year on your weekly grocery shop. Food outlet, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook. Food outlet on Main Street in the Preferred Community. And food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Cooter.
Yes, sir. The 1 point safety that has been done in college football a couple of times.
College football? I was looking at NFL. Is that, does that also go for college as well?
Yes. Huh. There's the Google 1 point safety. They got video on them.
Oh, I see this. Right, it has never happened, but it has happened in college football.
It has happened in college, and it's possible.
The defensive team recovered a loose ball, retreated into their own end zone, and down the ball there, resulting in 1 point being awarded to the team that scored the touchdown and was trying for two. Interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Normally, when you get a safety scored against you, you get to do the kickoff.
Yeah.
This one, they have to receive. Even though they lost the points, they still have to receive the kickoff.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Y'all have a good one now.
You too.
Was there a score, either Auburn or Alabama played a game, and I think it was Auburn, that the final score was 3-2, or no, 5-3, 5-3.
I know there was an NFL playoff game, and I think it was Dallas beating Detroit 5-3 way back. That was a long time ago.
That is unusual.
5-3. That is
weird.
When
you look at that as a football score. Wow.
7:38 is the time, and I'll tell you what, we got a lot going on the roads right now, so let's get to the traffic dungeon while they caucus us on a pop quiz question.
We're good to go with pop quiz, by the way.
All right.
Do you want to throw it out there now? We can.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll skip the music today because the traffic report is lengthy.
Standing by.
Yeah, all I'm looking for is, we talked about a bodybuilder who had a really cool name. What was his name?
Oh, yeah.
He's perfectly symmetrical. His body is perfectly symmetrical, and he's a legendary bodybuilder, and I just want to know his name.
All right, if you have that name, call us at 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll take your excited calls while we're checking up on what's turned into a horrendous morning on some of the roads.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I would say we're getting pretty close to red alert status on the interstate systems this morning. At the interchange of 65 and 85, you have an overturned 18-wheeler there. That's impacting traffic on 65 southbound. It's backed up from the interchange all the way past Highway 143. Now, as you come on up to 85 and get on there and go north, up around Taylor Road, you're going to encounter another delay. Northbound and southbound, the accident actually on the southbound side of 85, and it is a mess. There's cars scattered everywhere. Police, medics, and everybody else are on the scene, but things are really backed up there, especially on 85 southbound, backed up from the accident scene, which is between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway all the way back to Mount Meigs. Begin 2019 in your new career. The Bo Evans School of Real Estate pre-license class starts October 8th. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
All those wrecks, if you're in one of those and your car's involved, don't forget Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB 27 wreck with AW. All right, we have our pop quiz question out there. Anthony says he's got the answer.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man, do you know the name of this bodybuilder who had the perfectly symmetrical body?
Flex Wheeler.
Man, yes. What a name. I can just hear the jingle singer, Flex Wheeler Weather. Flex Wheeler in the morning.
Flex Thomas will be joining Flex us for Thomas. In the in a moment. So you want a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet? Hold on. Jay is going to get you jam up and jelly tied with that cost plus 10%. Gift right now at 741.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Our
was yesterday.
Our September heat wave continues, mostly sunny with a few mixed clouds today. Hot again with a high temperature in the middle 90s and the heat index 100 or above. This is the eighth day in a row for that scenario. Isolated storms are possible for some lucky communities, but the rain chances are 20% or less. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, high temperature around 93, partly sunny. Scattered hit or miss storms in the afternoon and evening hours. So the rain, coverage gets a little bit better. Over the weekend, storms widely scattered Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 90s. Fall officially begins Saturday night at 8:54 p.m. By the way, there is a great space station flyover Saturday night. Set your alarm for 7:36 p.m. Look in the southwest sky. It goes directly overhead and then into the northeast sky. 7:36 p.m. on Saturday evening. Rain chances pick up a little bit.
Oh. Is that before or after the official start of fall Saturday?
An hour later is the official start of fall, wow. So you get an hour and 10, 12 minutes later. Yeah, and then rain chances better Monday and Tuesday, especially Wednesday. A front is approaching. Yeah. Right now this morning, calm winds, 94% humidity, temperature is 72 at 743.
Okay. Do we have consensus on a conundrum?
I don't remember.
I'll take another look.
Looks
at this.
Like we did. Emily was flip-floppy again, but looks like we did.
Flip-floppy?
Yeah.
I mean,
she has to pick two instead of one.
I like to have options.
Are you the one that does the cute little arrows?
Yeah.
That connect?
Yeah, that's me.
She can never, she just, yeah.
I mean, so I would, that indicates that I would be content with either of those choices.
You're putting together a wedding. You've got to make solid, concrete decisions about some things, don't you? When you put together a wedding.
You can't give, the guy that's conducting the ceremony of a big arrow, either one of these is okay. You got to tell him.
Which flowers you want to go with? Either one of these.
I'm actually flexible on flowers, and my florist says that that's good for our budget. So, roll tide. Thank you, Jackie.
So, that's the roll tide theme that you're going to get for your wedding, is that right?
Hey, I just got a text from Mr. Bitterbottle. Guess what? My birthday present is ready, and I have to call Sherman Creel at Jones Brothers. That's where you should go birthday shopping. Because I wanted a screen door on the bathroom door to my bathroom from the outside.
Wait, you wanted a screen door in your bathroom?
No, to the outside, because you can exit the bathroom to the pool. That's the way it's set up.
Like a pool house bathroom?
No.
No.
Your bathroom has a door to the backyard?
What? I've only ever used one bathroom.
Weird. I don't know why that's weird to me, but it is weird. It's strange.
There's a toilet in the
shower. When you come out of the pool and you want to go ahead and clean up or whatever.
Yeah, you
rinse
go
the chlorine
right into
out of your hair so it doesn't mess with your hair color.
But it's a solid door. And I've always wanted a screen door there so that when this front that Rich is sending for my birthday.
So you can get a nice breeze.
You pull the so you get the screen and get that fresh air. I love that when the weather changes.
It's nice to know that our gift is not the only gift you know about.
I need to call him. He wants to know when to put it in. I say the sooner the better.
How exciting for you.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Jones Brothers, of course, can... this is one of the many services they offer, and when they installed the screen door at the old house, they did a perfect job because they had to match paint and so forth. They just glued, drill holes, put the door on, and say, that's it. They are perfectionists, much in the same way with the work they do, that like MPB, for example. They really get it down to the fine details. So whether it's roof repair, replacement, you want replacement windows or doors, like energy efficient windows, Jones Brothers does all of those things. And you can reach out to them at 800-264-8009. Better yet, take a look at their portfolio of services and accomplishments at jbroof.com. Nobody offers a better guarantee in the business. It is 7:46, and we'll get Fox Business, and then we'll be back.
Business Network. More people were dining at Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse in the summer quarter. Parent company Darden Restaurants is reporting better than expected earnings and sales. The media bidding war for majority ownership of European pay TV company Sky will be settled with an auction this weekend. Comcast and 21st Century Fox will bid, and British regulators will reveal on Saturday who wins the auction. 21st Century Fox is parent company of Fox News. Craftsman is being reinvented by its new owner, Stanley Black & Decker. The brand will be rolling out more than 1,200 new Craftsman products and a new logo. Craftsman will sell at Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Amazon, and other major retailers. And Sears, its former owner, also continues to sell Craftsman products. The Dow was up 158 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have 3 grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through September 20th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a long-time advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it.
They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yesterday was Talk Like a Pirate Day. And if you can't stop, we can help.
Ahoy! Me name be Blackbeard. Bob.
Ahoy, Bob!
We're Pirates Anonymous. For those who can't break the addiction to talking like a pirate.
It's been 5 minutes since me last... Arr! Shiver me timbers, I can't stop!
The first step is admitting you have a problem and talking about that problem in a safe place.
How do I stop nattering like an old sea dog?
It's a long process, but one that you will come to treasure.
Treasure? It's all mine!
Visit your local chapter of Pirates Anonymous, and soon you will realize that everything will be...
All right.
How can we discuss or describe morning traffic?
It's the end of the world.
It is really bad in a lot of places this morning. Got a fresh update from Rick Walker, so let's get it. And then we're going to bring you an interesting moment with Paul McCartney.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Going to try to get you a little help to get around these horrible accidents that we have this morning. The one on 65 southbound that has traffic backed up from the interchange all the way up to almost to Cobbs Ford Road. If you're north of Cobbs Ford Road, you can get off there and go around Alabama River Parkway or come around Highway 31 and make it into town that way. The other one, a little bit more difficult, the 85 wreck. That is the wreck itself in the area of mile marker 10. So what you got there is a chance to get off on Taylor Road, go down to Vaughan Road, cut back to the east, and come down and pick up the roads and come up around the little new spaghetti junction there on 85 northbound. But things are getting pretty close right there, getting kind of tight. So you'll need to do that and call your boss and tell him you're probably going to be late if you're stuck up in any of this because it is a mess. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, damen und herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated... Man about town.
Rusty Aldridge is on the phone.
Hey. I just wanted to call and thank y'all again for last night out at Baumhauer. That was mighty special. That was just real, real cool. We had such a good time and got to see a lot of folks. And man, the dessert. Oh.
I had a feeling that I would hit a home run in making that suggestion because that's
I dreamed about that. It was so good.
It's not only huge, big enough for two people, but the presentation is excellent. It's so beautiful when they put it in front of you. You almost hate to mess it up, but it is good.
I know, and they even sang to us. That was cool, too.
Yes, they did.
Happy anniversary. When is the actual day?
Monday.
Okay.
How exciting.
Thank you. You'll be doing that too pretty soon. You'll be marking off them anniversary.
Yep.
And I sent you a link, Greg. I believe I saw where they changed that presidential EA. The EAS?
It's not going to happen. It's been postponed. Yeah.
Yeah, they put it back till the 3rd of October.
Well, dang.
I saw a link from NBC. If it's not fake news, that's right.
Third of October is Blue Water Broadcasting Day at the 65th Alabama National Fair. So how about that for remembering?
Wow.
Well, they're probably going to have the president on top of the tilt-a-whirl or something. My fellow Americans.
Hey, we had everybody ready with a practice alert this morning.
one of the biggest events that's happening right now.
You're fired.
And I'm going to let you guys go now, but I'm still worried about that poor lady out there on the interchange that's got a tinkle.
Yeah. Bless her.
I know. I think our sympathies are all with her at the moment, no doubt.
I don't know if we need to mount some sort of a rescue operation or what. I mean, you know, just feel bad for her.
Is that your faucet going in the background? That's not going to help.
Thanks again. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Rusty and Randall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rusty. Love you, brother. So I missed the happy anniversary, and I hope you can get that prize I won yesterday and spend it on your wife. Love your wife. I got to say, I ain't called and critique none because, I mean, I swear you got enough of it. But let me say, this morning, you may have stepped on a few public, but let me tell you, if I'd been sitting across from what you were sitting across this morning, Eric, no disrespect at all, but, man, Emily, you knocked it out of the park, baby. That dress, that's the look that you had this morning. I mean, the hair, the makeup, I mean,
on TV.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I had a hard time following you there for
a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
You got a Dakota ring out. And
he was out front this morning. You didn't see him?
Yeah, Gray was in front of me. He was having a hard, you know, I'd had a hard time getting through this morning, too. But anyway, I just want to say, you look lovely this morning. Eric, son, you did a fine job. And, I have so much more I want to say, but I'm lost. I'm lost for words. We'll see y'all.
Thank you, Randall. Who, yes, is a white guy. It's 757. What? You know that deal.
I do, but not everybody does.
Every Wednesday night at Baumhauer's, at least, especially newcomers, will say, is Randall here? And sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. But when he's there, I'll point him out. And everybody thinks he's an African-American man. Charles Hollis is. Charles was there last night. That was kind of an honor because he was my very first caller, Mr. Trump Hall. Mm-hmm. And it's just a thing. Look, if we can't have a moment over something like that, we're getting way, way, way too uptight about that kind of stuff.
Well, when Randall calls, it's the only time I use this button over here that says closed captioning.
Yeah, he's got an amazing brain.
He gets on a roll, and it's hard sometimes to follow.
That is a very, very apt way to describe it, Ms. Hayes.
And he just gets a little overexcited.
Because of the traffic calamities, and we will have another update after 8 o'clock, we're going to table the conundrum until...
Well, you need time to decide between the arrows.
I haven't even had a moment to give it a thought.
Just text us.
Let me just make a quick suggestion here. If you're having one of those days where you got a big old pickle puss, let me tell you the fastest way to cure it, and I've learned this through thousands of years of therapy. The fastest way to feel better about yourself is to do something nice for somebody you don't know. And the quickest way you can do that is to go to hospiceofmontgomery.org and just donate a few bucks or sign up for Amazon Smile and help keep them going. We all hope and pray that you never have to call them because you have a family member with a serious illness. But this is a situation that's truly made better to whatever degree possible by people who know how to add life to a situation and can mentor and be there for everybody in a spiritual way.